Shabbat Shalom. Glad that you're with us today on Tetelestai. I will remember. All week this week we've been talking about the importance of remembering and how the scripture is replete with numbers of instances in the Psalms and throughout all of scripture where the writers and the people within it are called to remember. They are invited to remember, and how God has built a way of life around remembering, a way of life for the Jewish people, a way of life for them as a nation, and for us as believers as we walk with Him. And He gave them a calendar that gave them opportunities to remember. This is how important it was for Him and for them. He gave them daily opportunities to remember, and we saw those, the tzitzit, the tassels, Numbers 15, 31, 37 through 41, and prayer three times a day, and the way the prayer was built around the sacrifices of the in the tabernacle and in the temple. Weekly reminders, Shabbat, and God giving them the opportunity, the covenant sign of Shabbat, but it was also an opportunity to remember and to reflect on Him. Monthly reminders, two specifically. Yesterday we talked about the first one of the two, that being the new moon, Rosh Chodesh, and the opportunities to see, okay, it's a new beginning, and remember God's calendar, remembering the holy days, the festivals of God that were coming up. Everything was built around counting down the time and looking for it and anticipating the time of the festivals as they drew near. And that always was built around the sighting of the new moon for the new month to begin. But it's a picture, again, of a new beginning, a fresh start. And again, you can see the spiritual application of all of these things that is fulfilled, revealed in its fullness in the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. By means of His Spirit, we have a permanent tzitzit dwelling within us to remind us of His commands, to remind us not to follow after the lusts of our heart. We have one who lives in us that leads us into experiential communion with God in prayer daily, in specific set apart times for prayer. And then as we go throughout the day living in communion with Him, He is our rest, our eternal Shabbat, our spiritual rest. And again, He makes us a new creation and gives us a new beginning every day, a fresh start every day as we walk with Him. The other monthly reminder is one that you might be kind of surprised about, but that has an application for us as believers. And that is known as the Nida. The what, you said? Yes, Nida. A woman's body is to picture the Messiah's body. And a woman's body is designed by God and prepared by God to bring forth life. During childbearing years, the female body prepares every single month to bring forth life. Now, when life doesn't occur, the lining of the uterus sheds itself, which results in the menstrual flow. Now, the Torah describes such a woman as being in a state of nida. In Leviticus 15, verses 19 through 24, during her monthly menstruation, a woman is declared to be impure. Now she remains in this state of impurity for a period of 7 days, at the end of which she goes into the mikvah, or the immersion pool. When she emerges from the pool, she is declared pure. So what does that mean? Was she in sin? I mean, did she do something wrong that needed to be considered and dealt with? How was it that simply passing through the mikvah made her pure again? Well, first of all, there was no sin involved, obviously. This is the way God designed a woman's body to be. God has called women to live as a special teaching reminder of a very crucial truth within the body of Christ. You see, as a new creation in the Messiah, you and I are created to bring forth life in how we live. And so far as we do this, we are referred to as being tahor, or pure. The Torah teaches that which is of life, that which comes from life, is pure. If we enter a time as a believer of walking after our flesh, which Paul admonishes us, warns us not to give in to, not to yield to, then during that time, we're not bringing forth life, we're actually bringing forth death. And not bringing forth life is death, and that is impure, which is tameh. We're not pure, we're tameh. And when we realize, as believers, we've been walking in the flesh, we acknowledge our sin to the Father, we bring that to an end. All we need to do in order to walk in the place of life again is to know ourselves, to immerse ourselves in the mikvah, not a literal mikvah, but the mikvah who is Jesus, the Messiah. He's our cleanser. He's the one who washes us. You know, we know if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And John goes on to say, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the Tzaddik, the righteous one, our righteous representative. We go to him, we acknowledge it, we confess it. The impurity is removed, cleansing us from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. He is our mikvah. In him, we're pure. We bring forth life again. It's a monthly reminder. As we see a woman going through her cycle, and a monthly reminder of the seriousness of sin. When I'm impure, everything I touch becomes impure. We defile. Sin defiles us. Sin defiles people we're around. When we don't get rid of it, when we don't acknowledge it, confess it, repent of it, it brings forth death. It brings death to us. It brings death in our relationships with other people. It's a killer. It can kill our emotions, it can kill our thoughts, it can kill our minds, it can kill everything. I mean, it just brings forth death. But when we confess, it's a reminder that as a new creation, we confess our sins and we recognize that we are made pure, not by our own deeds, by the work of a Messiah. We confess and we keep walking. We're cleansed. We need to be reminded often of how serious, and yes, it is very serious, serious a transgression it is to walk after our flesh rather than the newness of life. Impurity comes, defilement comes when we yield to the flesh. All we need do is to acknowledge, repent, confess, and move on. We've received forgiveness through Messiah, and we receive cleansing from him. The Nidah, a woman being in a state of Nidah, was a monthly reminder of the gift of life and of the importance of purity and life with God. Again, she wasn't in a state of sin. She was simply in a state of ritual impurity. She could not experience the presence of God in the tabernacle or the temple being in that state until she went into the mikvah and then was declared pure. Then she could go. Then she could offer sacrifices. Then she could offer worship in the tabernacle and in the temple because she was ritually pure. Again, you and I are in a state. We live before God. We are able to live as pure people, righteous in the Messiah. But again, when we acknowledge, when we sin, it defiles us. It's corrupting. And we acknowledge it, confess it, and repent of it. And God has given them a reminder of the monthly cycle of life and of life in him. All right. Well, we still have a few more to go, and we're going to talk about these, Lord willing, on Monday. I hope you have a great weekend. Shabbat Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May Adonai make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May Adonai lift up his countenance toward you and give you his peace.